Welcome to Google Ads Unleashed, the podcast that helps you harness the power of Google Ads to increase sales for your online business. In an ever-changing Google Ads landscape, we uncover the latest strategies, techniques, and best practices for creating effective ad campaigns that deliver real results. And now your host, Jeremy Young.
Hello everyone and welcome back to Google Ads Unleashed. It's Jeremy Young here, your host. I hope you're doing well. I'm currently on holiday when you're listening to this, which made me think about something. So I'm not looking at my Google Ads accounts probably for a week now. All of my clients, there'll be probably dozens of K in spend going through there. Now, do I not care about my clients? Absolutely not. Of course, quite the opposite. I've actually got a team of seven looking after all of the ad accounts, so everything's in good hands. But generally speaking, it made me think about something. What if I wouldn't touch my Google Ads for an entire week? What would happen? And the answer to that is either probably nothing or the whole thing would improve. Why is that? So this is what this episode is about, really, just to sort of teach you and one of the biggest tips that I've learned in my career, and that's patience. If you want to be a good Google Ads media buyer, you need to be patient. As a pull channel, you can't force anything, right? So you can't be just up in spends and hoping that more people search for your stuff. You have to wait for people to search for stuff and wait for things to happen. And the Google Ads algorithm itself has improved so dramatically over the past years that it operates best under constant parameters, right? The more any algorithm in the world operates and does its job best when there are as few variables as possible to calculate for, okay? So, which is why making constant changes and to, revert to actionism in terms of just doing something for the sake of doing something, button pushing, we call it as well in the industry, is the absolute worst you can do for a Google Ads account. Why? Because you're constantly giving it new impulses, right? You're constantly telling the algorithm something new. I want to do this now with this budget. I want this bidding strategy. I want this. I want this. I want this. It's awful, right? It's the worst you can do. The best thing you can do is to make changes and to give it a week to two to take an effect to see whether it actually had the desired outcome. Because Google even say on their own website, first of all, you can obviously see whether a campaign is learning, but it says next to the bidding strategy, learning, right? Pretty straightforward. You can also actually look at the bid strategy report and have a look where the learning started, what change triggered it, etc., etc. But the learning period is sort of dependent on a couple of factors. First of all, big set and changes, right? So if you change, add a new country or something like that, or remove a country, that's a big change, right? Or if you change the language or whatever, right? That usually sort of reignites the learning phase. Other set and change, you add completely new products, etc., to the campaign, whatever. Or you change the bidding strategy completely. A change in ROAS target, for instance, is a big reset and the algorithm will need to relearn. Other things, yeah. So, for instance, any composition change on your account, such as, new keywords have been added or something if you run search. Google says it takes about 2 to 3 conversion cycles, and it's dependent on the number of conversions that go through an account or a campaign for the learning phase to come out the learning phase. And with most of our accounts, we're probably talking about a week to 2 weeks. So that's usually why I mentioned that time frame before. So what does it mean then if you don't do anything? Let's say your hand is forced, like I'm going on holiday and I'm not going to be looking into the Google Ads accounts. Well, the algorithm's doing its job at the time, right? We're just going to trust our good Google friend, our friends at Alphabet, to do what the algorithm was designed to do. And funnily enough, you will probably see that it does the best results. You see this on meta ads as well already when you sometimes just launch campaigns on broad targeting and it does a much better job than you. Or you see campaigns that perform just better, of course, with automated bidding strategies versus manual bidding strategies. So what I want you to take away from this episode really is chill out. Just be patient, have learning, and the next time anyone asks you, why haven't you done anything in the last 2 weeks, is you say, I'm actually optimizing and leaving the account to be optimized. And yeah, that was pretty much it. Short and sweet tip. If you want any more Google Ads tips, follow me on social media. It's Young and Digital, or you can go and find me on LinkedIn, and it's Jeremy Young Google Ads. You can also drop me a message, jeremy@younganddigital.marketing, or you can head to the website and leave an inquiry. This is Jeremy Young with Google Ads Unleashed, your personal Google Ads expert. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to Google Ads Unleashed. Be sure to subscribe wherever you heard this podcast so you never miss a future episode. If you found value in today's podcast, please share it with others and leave a rating and a review. For more information or to connect with Jeremy, check him out online at www.younganddigital.marketing. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.